Hi, I'm Dr. Mindy Shaw, a lifetime educator. This is the next in our series of podcasts called Teaching Humanity Remotely. What makes human beings different than any other animal is our emotions and our feelings. It seems to me and other parents and educators that I have spoken to during this time of remote learning that what children are missing the very most is having the opportunity to learn and practice good manners, sharing, taking turns, and learning how to express their feelings in healthy ways, even those negative feelings such as anger or sadness. The primary grades really help to focus on that. Certainly throughout my teaching career, I specialized in ensuring that our learning community focused on practicing our humanity and our daily living skills with very explicit instruction. Since in-person learning has been severely disrupted, I created over 40 books that could address social-emotional learning. And on today's podcast, a former student teacher of mine named Christina DeGroat will be reading one of my books, and she will discuss how she will utilize this story in her preschool classroom. These stories were written to help parents who are so busy and incredibly stressed out during this time of remote learning, to help them find the words and the language and the skills to be able to help their children learn how to ensure that they're practicing their humanity daily and giving them the opportunity to grow in the realm of social-emotional learning. And now Christina will share the book with you.
Hi, my name is Christina DeGroat, and I'm a pre-K teacher. This is my second year teaching pre-K, and it's been interesting. It's been a little bit of a challenge, but you know, we've been working really hard to make sure that we can provide the best experience for the students with what we have. I really appreciate you inviting me here today. I spent a bit of time looking through the books that you had, and honestly, it was hard to choose one book to read. I really think that there's so many of these books that I can utilize in the classroom that would be really, really beneficial for the students. But today I really wanted to look at and read A Kid's Concern, the Coronavirus. Right now we're teaching virtually, and I think that a lot of children have different feelings and different emotions about all the different aspects of the coronavirus and how it's changing our society in different ways. So I think that this would be most beneficial to use in the classroom. So I'm going to go ahead and start reading. A Kid's Concern, the Coronavirus, written by Dr. Mindy Shaw and illustrated by Leah Shaw. Now, typically, I wouldn't read the introduction for my students if I were reading this in the classroom, but I think that it's really important for parents and educators to hear this part. So I'm going to go ahead and read the introduction. For years, there's been an ongoing debate about what to communicate and when in regard to important life events with young children. It is both my professional and personal opinion that young children encounter mature life occurrences. Therefore, it isn't a matter of trying to hide these challenging experiences from children. Rather, it is critical that adults learn how to communicate life's difficult situations with young children while ensuring that the discussions are developmentally appropriate. Even young children are forced to deal with harsh realities. Accordingly, what is needed most are the skills and words that help adults teach young children how to cope with and even thrive from challenging life events. All of the nonfiction books in this series contain real-life events that can be difficult for young children to understand and experience, but they are part of life. These themes include the birth of a sibling, the death of a pet, different family compositions, and A Kid's Concern, the Coronavirus. Olivia and I hope you will benefit from reading and discussing these books and the topics they contain. The life events in this series invite and support essential learning lessons. A Kid's Concern, the Coronavirus. Dedication. This book is dedicated to all the children who are full of wonder and their parents and teachers who practice and inspire humanity daily. Olivia, I want to discuss something serious with you. Okay, Min Min, I am ready. Yesterday, your mom told me that you started to cry when you thought that you may not get to eat in kindergarten if you have to wear a mask due to the coronavirus. Yes, Min Min, that is true. So, are you feeling a little afraid or worried about that? Yes, I am, Min Min. Well, that's what I want us to talk about. Olivia, do you know why we have rules? Yes, Min Min, we have rules to keep us safe. That's correct, Olivia. Can you think of a rule that your family follows so everyone is safe? Yes, I can. We all stop at a red light so we don't get hit by a car. Exactly, that's a good example. The same is true regarding the coronavirus. Rules are put in place so people can stay safe. If too many people are sick, you will not be able to go to school in person. If the grown-ups in charge believe that it is safe to go to school if children and teachers wear masks, then children and teachers will wear masks. Maybe school will be held for less hours each day, so you will eat lunch at home. However, I am sure that if you have a full day at school, they will find a safe way for you and your classmates and teachers to eat lunch. What I am trying to say is that this is a situation that you do not have to worry about. It's up to the grown-ups to make the very best decisions they can. Now, it's true that the coronavirus has an impact on your life, and that's why you need to share your questions and concerns with the grown-ups in your life who love and take care of you. Do you understand? Yes, I do, Min Min. Thank you for always being willing to talk with me. Talking with you always makes me feel better. Me too, Olivia. I always feel best when we are sharing. That's why you are my special rose buddy. And that is the end.
There are talking points to this story. So a talking point would be, what can you do when you are worried about something? In this case, it's the coronavirus. So I think that the talking points will help parents and educators to further discuss. It sort of just gives you a little baseline. And then where, of course, the discussion goes, you can go anywhere, particularly in a classroom with four-year-olds. So what I'm interested in knowing is, how do you think you would utilize this book to educate your young children who might be very nervous and afraid?
I think this is a book that I could definitely utilize with the kids. I think that it would be a book that I would use either towards the end of our virtual learning to get kids to feel comfortable about coming to school in person, or it would be a book that I would read on the first day of in-person learning. And I think that especially teaching pre-K, you know, these students, they're sometimes 3 years old still when they're coming into school. And they have a lot of worries, and different families are handling things in different ways. So I think that this is a good way to make sure that, you know, all of the students understand and are on the same page with the rules and why the rules are important. I really liked how you used an example and Olivia talked about the stopping at a red light. When I'm reading this to the class, I would stop there and I would ask for students to give examples of some rules that they follow, possibly in the classroom, or rules that they follow at home or in public. And I think that that helps children understand. It makes it relatable to the students.
Yes, I purposely did that because I felt like, you know, the coronavirus could be so scary. Now, for the first time, young children, grown-ups, all wearing a mask when they're in the street together. And so this was to say, but wait a minute, look, we already follow rules. Let's sort of make it more comfortable because, you know, we all do have rules in our home and in society. I was wondering, just as a curiosity, how do you think children are going to be able to keep their masks on?
I think that for some children, it will be difficult. It is a major sensory thing to have this cloth on your face. And even as an adult, when I have to wear the mask for an extended period of time, I start to feel a little annoyed by it. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, some children will struggle, but I also think, especially for these pre-K kids or children going into kindergarten, they don't have any other experiences. in a school setting. If they do, they're very limited. And so one way to look at it is these kids are already learning new things and learning to adapt to different situations by just being in the classroom. You know, you taught kindergarten for years, and I'm sure you remember teaching kids how to stand in line, how to sit in a chair, how to pull the wagon down the hall without running into the walls. You know, these kids are already constantly adapting and changing daily to these rules and expectations we're putting in place. This is just one more thing, and they will adapt and they will be able to do it. You know, students that might have sensory issues, it might be a little bit harder for them, but giving them breaks from the mask, which I know my district thankfully is creating these outdoor spaces so that we can take mask breaks several times a day. And, you know, eating in the classroom, they'll be able to take off the mask and eat their lunch. And those little breaks, you know, can be incentives to them too. You know, oh, you know, once we finish this, then we'll be able to take the mask break, and it will make it a little more tolerable for the children who have a hard time with it.
So these books are all very authentic. They actually come through a conversation that I actually had with my granddaughter, Olivia. And what I thought was interesting from Olivia's point of view is that she already knew to wear the mask. And that's why I wrote it just the way she said it. Her concern wasn't in not wearing the mask. Her concern was, how can I eat and be safe? And, you know, and I thought that speaks so frankly to your clarity in regard to how adaptive they are, because they're already thinking that the mask is what's keeping us safe. They already know that, you know, and I just wanted to write stories that make real life situations not frightening, but, and also validate the reasons why children should have concerns, because this is a concerning time, and I'm sure that they hear that their parents are concerned as well.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate so much that you were eager and willing to come and be my special reader. And I also want to say, obviously, we're philosophically congruent. I mean, you were my best student teacher I ever had, and I have student teachers for the last 30 years.
Thank you.
And so I so appreciate that. And what I would like to do is invite you next time, since you said that there were so many books you could choose from, next time maybe you could take a book that you already have read to your class and discuss with the community how that went. So this is before read, and then you're going to tell us next time how it was for the children, and then maybe you could do another book before you come back and read it to us, and then let us know how that went with your class. Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being part of this podcast. This podcast will also be, I will convert it into a blog so you can get the summary of it as well. And that will be on my website, learnwithmeremotely.com. And until next time, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Shaw.